Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local stay home session right now. All not in the studio. How we do things these days, it's via Zoom. So from wherever you there located, we got a band called Hellbot. And I think this is the first time we've had Hellbot in for Loud and Local. I featured them as the band of the week, but I've never talked to the guys all together. So first off, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. I've had, you know, several of you guys in other projects and whatnot, but as this project together as one, you have a new album, self-titled record, Hellbot. It's available now. I guess let's go around the virtual room. Let's start with Mark. Tell us what your name is. Well, obviously your name is Mark, but what your name is, what you play in the band, and where you're zooming in from tonight, like what city or town or whatever.
Yeah, Mark Huber. I play guitar for Hellbot, as you can see. And I'm calling in from just the absolute southernmost part of Seattle. On the map, it's Renton, but my address says Seattle, so I'll take it.
Cool. Right on. And Courtney?
I don't know how to change that. I play bass and I'm in Des Moines.
Oh, sorry. I called you Courtney. That's that. I'm assuming that's your wife. Or
that's stupid. I don't know how to fix that.
No worries. Tristan.
What's up, man? Tristan here. I'm clocking in from Port Orchard, but never mind all that. Let me just go ahead and start off this whole podcast and say, for anybody out there who's going to end up listening to this, I just want to give Kevin Deers a huge shout out. Excuse my language. I don't know if stuff's going to get dumped or not, but if it wasn't for guys like this guy right here, local bands, you know, in our scene, we wouldn't have a platform that could reach out to as many people as we do with KSW. We would never have the platform to be able to, you know, tell you guys what we want to tell you. So, Kevin, thank you so much, man, for having us on. We really appreciate it, brother.
My pleasure, man. Well, I appreciate you putting me over like that. Hell yeah. Hey, of man, course. I'll have you guys on more often if you're going to say things like that. No, but obviously, Tristan, yes, he is the vocalist and from Port Orchard. Jake, what about you, man? Where are you calling in from and what do you do for the band?
Well, my name is Jake. I am coming from here in Berrien, Washington, and I play the drums and do backup vocals.
Awesome. Right on. So, let's go over, I guess, the kind of the origin of the band. As I said before, had some of you guys in for different other projects. So how did you guys all meet up and start with Hellbot and went around what time did this project get started?
Jake? We kind of decided to hang up the gloves on Van Epps for the time being, which Bobby and I were obviously in for a long time.
Yep.
And I was like, well, man, just to keep our chops up, do you want to keep jamming? And so, and Bobby, yeah, let's do it. And so we just started playing bass and drums And then I was, I've known Mark ever since I was, you know, a little kid. We grew up playing Croatian music together. And I was watching some of his videos of his guitar playing. And I was like, I think this one might be pretty fun to jam with this guy. So we brought Mark into the equation. And he has very rapidly progressed and adjusted to playing in a band, yeah, like very quickly. And I was like, okay, cool, we got a pretty good solid rhythm. And then we were on the quest for the vocalist, and as actually Tony Abreu of Mean Genius and formerly Windowpane, mm-hmm, who told me, hey man, you should hit up Tristan, he's a killer vocalist, he's looking for a band. And I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea. So I looked up a couple of videos of Tristan. I was like, okay, it sounds like this guy can sing. And
oh yeah,
had him out to rehearsal on the day before his 21st birthday, and we went nice and got afterwards. And
thanks for aging me, man.
Yeah, and he couldn't even order a beer. But anyways, but we knew kind of right then and there. We were all sitting at the table, and Tristan got up and left for a moment, and I was talking to Bobby and Mark, and I was like, I don't know, you guys, I feel like this is the right fit, yeah. And if it's just me, it's just me. But what do you guys think? And both of them were an immediate yes. It just, the chemistry, we kind of felt it right off the bat. So that's kind of how we got our start.
Awesome. Tristan, I just got to say, I would rather be aged in your direction than aged in mine. So just saying.
I was wondering if anybody would catch up.
So this was, you know, before the pandemic was when you guys started, right? This wasn't, you know, during the pandemic, was it? You guys had a pretty good head start on the band beforehand, right?
I feel like it was right in the swing. I mean, can anybody correct me if I'm wrong? I feel like Kid Stuff was kind of starting to pop off right when we started.
Yeah, we, Jake, Bobby, and I started jamming in like 2018, and it took us forever to find a vocalist. And when we found Tristan, I mean, I think Tristan joined in like right before February 2020. Mm. So I mean, we had like four maybe rehearsals before, sure, the pandemic, and then here we are.
So obviously, you know, there's an album out now, and so I'm assuming this album was, you know, written and recorded during this pandemic. How did you guys, you know, operate doing that? Was there anything different, or did you all pretty much do it the same way?
Well, I would say it would be a completely new way, because, I mean, I've written with Bobby before, but I've never written with Mark, and I've never written with Tristan. So it was definitely a new experience for me going into it, you know, coming from being in Van Epps for 14 years. It's like, yeah, so, you know, I'm used to one thing, and I came into this band, I was like, wow, we write differently in this. So it's kind of cool to adapt to new members and, you know, different personalities. And, you know, we are all putting our heart and souls into this tune, so we're all very passionate about it. And I think it's turning out really good. And I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg.
So, you know, with the, you know, you, like you said, 14 years of Van Epps, you were very much like, you had that locked in, and you know, you guys had a vision for that, but then you have a blank slate for this new project. What was your vision for what you wanted to go for with Hellbot? And Tristan, jump in, you know, wherever you want to jump in, and any of you guys, you know, feel free to add.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to play in a hard rock band. I've always loved hard rock, high energy, heavy metal. And I wanted to be in a hard rock band. And I was like, I really want to make this work. And just the pieces kind of fell together. And I think it's a unique sound, a blend of, you know, classic rock and modern, kind of trying to blend in some mysterious way. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would say I agree with Jake 100%. I want to play hard rock, and I didn't want to play anything soft or less than, as far as energy wise. I wanted to keep it going and going and going. And it's cool to add a song here or there. Like, we have a song called Beautiful that kind of brings it down a bit, but then kicks it back up. But for the majority of it, I want to go full throttle the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing, is I've never been in a band with dudes that I've shared, you know, so many similarities with, which has been a very, it's been nice. You know, it's obviously nice to get in a group where you're with a bunch of people that are like-minded and kind of have the same common goal. But, you know, I mean, we all love the same kind of stuff, dude. Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Motorhead. We just like raw, dirty, old school rock and roll. And we just wanted to bring it back, dude. We just wanted to bring back music that we love to listen to, but, you know, obviously put our own spin in on it. And I got to say, dude, it's been one heck of a pleasure to be able to play with these guys, because anybody who's in a band knows that the dudes that you're in a band with, dude, you're basically married to them. Mm-hmm. You know, this is one big marriage that we all got going on here. And, you know, every time, you know, with these guys, every time we step in the jam room, it's just absolute magic, man. Absolute magic.
That's rad, man. That's and the album is out now. Like you said, a self-titled record. And looking at the album, Tristan, I saw that there's a song here with your dad on it, Travis Brock, the vocalist for Second Coming, vocalist for Bruiser Brody, obviously his solo music, Travis Brock. Being his son, you know, you have dad on the song. What does that mean to you to have a song on your debut album with your father on it? It's got to be pretty cool.
It's I appreciate you bringing that up, man. You know, obviously I'm the dude's seed, man. So he's kind of taught me everything that I know. He's brought me up on all the music that I know. So, you know, for me growing up as a kid and going to all the shows and stuff and being backstage with dad and looking up to him and going into the studio with him and all that stuff, you know, I gotta say, it's been kind of weird having the tables be reversed and being like, come on, dad, come down to the studio with me and the boys and come record. It's weird to be in the opposite shoes, but you know, I gotta say, man, you know, all the music ventures that I've done with Hellbot and them being cool with the old man coming down to the studio and laying down some tracks, you know, I feel like I could die tomorrow and just be completely happy as far as the musical career side of it. So it's been really cool, dude, to be able to have, you know, yeah, my dad sing on some stuff with me. And he wrote that too, actually.
Nice.
I don't know if Mark will probably be humble about it, but Mark's got a GTO. So we wrote that song about his GTO. He popped into the studio, crammed it out real quick. And then, yeah, man, we got it done. But it's been a hell of a ride, and it's been a pretty cool turn of events there.
I got to say, I'm not speaking for the band, but they would be total idiots if they wouldn't let Travis Brock sing on a song. If they're like, nah, that's okay. I think they'd be kind of dumb.
Oh, man. You said it.
He's a talented man. Very
absolutely
talented.
Absolutely. So, yeah, let's go into that song. So we're going to go into the song GTO right now. This is from Hellbot, the band. With the album Hellbot, it is available now. You can stream it, you can buy it, you can support local music, and we'll go into it. GTO. So anyone want to jump in and tell me about this song real quick before we jump into it?
Marky?
I think Kristen nailed it.
Yeah, man, it's just an American song, dude, that we're you know, we're a grassroots band, dude. Four on the floor, rock and roll, you know, four piece band. So, I mean, this is just this is an ode to American Muscle and just that old school rock and roll, man.
All right. Here it is. It's Hellbot with GTO on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
That was GTO by Hellbot off the new Hellbot record, self-titled record, self-released, I believe. It's self-released, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. So you guys had a big record release show planned, but, you know, it got canceled due to an Omicron spike and whatnot, I'm sure. That'll happen again. But you guys pivoted on, you know, real quick notice. You guys pivoted from, you know, the Showbox Market, which was going to be this big epic show with Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, Bruiser Brody Reunion, et cetera. And not just et cetera. The other bands. Who were the other bands? It was
Upwell.
That's
Glenn
right.
Glenn Cannon, The Damage Done.
Awesome. So I just so that because those other bands aren't whatnot. Those bands are important. So it's important that we notice them. Anyways, so you guys pivoted real quick and you guys played a show over in White Center.
Yep.
Yep.
Drunky Two Shoes. Great venue, man. They've really been, really good to us. You know, a lot of bands have their home places that they play.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been great. So Drunky Two Shoes out there in West Seattle, White Center.
And we got to give Mark credit on that one. He, the second we found out, he was calling venues to figure out who was open and available. And that night we played at Drunkies was the only free night in like 3 months. So
big I'm time.
Glad. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was kind of nuts. I mean, just looking at anyone's availability and everyone's booked, mm-hmm. you know, or closed due to COVID or whatever. But Drunkies had that Friday open. And man, that show, I mean, that was as perfect as that could have been. The second the Showbox gig was canceled, that was as good as that gig was going to be at that venue, man. Having that many people come out. We booked it through Greg. Shout out to Greg Garcia.
Yep.
Greg took care of us short notice. He's like, do you think anyone will come? And we're like, well, it's our album release, we hope. And
yeah,
man, I mean, that was a pretty packed house for outside Drunkies in January, man. That was awesome.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. You guys get to try the food?
Oh yeah,
good. I had butterflies in my tummy, man. I was so pissed. I had a barbecue pork sandwich in me right in the face, dude. And I was just too nervous for him. Couldn't do it.
Word. Well, okay, man. So the record release show is over and done with. You guys are have that in the rearview mirror. Do you guys have any upcoming gigs, or are you guys pretty free?
Well, with the nature of the Omicron spike and everything, it's a little challenging to schedule stuff short term.
Sure.
We're still waiting on the rescheduled gig for the show box, but we're trying to put on get some stuff scheduled out in the coming months when things may be a little bit calmed down. Probably do another Seattle gig around April, somewhere in there. And otherwise, we're trying to find places to play around the state or in neighboring states, you know, trying to hit up Portland and Spokane and maybe Boise and stuff like that. So trying to find a couple other places we can go play and broaden our audience a little bit.
I like it. Awesome, man. Well, so where did you guys record the album? Tell me a little bit about that process. Where'd you record it? Who'd you record it with? And what was the process like?
We did a majority of it, I would say, was at Synergy Studios in Aurora. And then we did a good amount of guitars and vocals at Blast Cap in North Seattle. And then we actually finished the record at Jake's home studio he just built.
Cool. Which
turned out awesome. And we had Sean Walker, who's producing and doing some engineering. And then we had Jason Shavey, who did some engineering in particular on bass and drums, but he owns Synergy Studios. And they did a fantastic job. We couldn't be happier with the product.
And then Mark, who mastered?
It was Brad Blackwood at Euphonic Masters out on the East Coast. We're so thrilled with how the record sounds. I mean, it sounds awesome. You listen to every track. It's awesome. And I think the thing that really stands out was that those guys were so willing to work with us and try and work with our timing and budget and everything, recording guitars and vocals at three different studios. And you can't tell what track was recorded where. They all sound awesome. They did such a good job for us. And I mean, Sean Walker is really like the fifth guy in this band. Yeah. I mean, he is just that instrumental for us. He's awesome.
That could go either way, you know, with recording at three different places, you know, in a way it could sound like very pieced together, you know, but from what I'm listening to, you know, it sounds very, you know, cohesive, like an album that was all recorded in one session. So, you know, congratulations on that. And
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so the album is out there. Are you guys doing physical, like CDs or tapes or vinyl, or is it all just, online right now?
We've got CDs in hand, and we've also got CDs available print on demand on our website. Yeah. So if you can't catch us at a gig or you're not local to Seattle, you could just head to our website and just order a CD, and it ships to you without us even touching it. So
nice.
Super awesome, super slick.
And for all those vinyl heads out there, I am also one of you. So I'm going to be the guy who's vocal in the band about getting some vinyl pressed up.
Good luck with that. There's like an 18-month late. I think Adele making like 20,000 copies of her new album.
Adele's rooting for us. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Adele and Record Store Day. They pushed it back. So like, there's all these like, you know, like metal record labels that are like, all right, you can pre-order. You'll probably get it sometime next year.
Celebrate the anniversary of the album.
Exactly. The 1 year anniversary, and you get your pre-order. But anyways, not to get on your hopes and dreams, but just saying, it could be a little while.
No, they've been long gone for a while, man.
Okay, guys. So I'm curious about your favorite Northwest bands of all time. I probably asked some of you guys this question in you know other times when you've been up in the studio and whatnot, but let's just refresh me. What's your favorite Northwest band of all time? Whether it be a current band, your father's band, whether it be your current favorite band, old school band that's long gone, doesn't matter. Mark, let's start with you. Favorite Northwest band of all time.
All right. Well, I have to say too, just so that I don't sound like I'm brown nosing half the band here.
Okay.
One of my personal favorite Northwest bands all time was Van Epps. That's how I got in with Bobby and Jake, was me being 16, you know, younger than they were, just barely learned to drive and getting asked to come jam and, you know, just playing rock and roll with these superstars I'd seen at the Showbox. And that's really kind of what kicked me off on my rock and roll trajectory. But just so that I don't sound like I'm brown nosing too hard, my favorite all-time Northwest band would probably be Heart. Just nice. I'm a classic rock guy. Yeah. My mom grew up across the street from their drummer. So awesome. It's just, yeah, it's been in the family.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Right on.
Jake, what about you?
Well,
Van Epps?
I always say, you know, one of the bands, I'm that guy, but when the first time I heard Nirvana's Nevermind, I was blown. I've never heard music like that before in my entire life. And so Nirvana has always a special place in my heart. And, you know, I go all the way back to their, you know, Bleach record and everything. It's just like, that was just kind of nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
So I'd have to put Nirvana in there. I'm a huge Foo Fighters fan. I love Dave Grohl, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, huge fan of them. You know, I loved that whole 90s grunge thing. So I thought that was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah. Awesome. Right on. Bob, what about you?
So when I was really young, I was really into MXPX. And, yeah,
great band.
Yeah. And my folks, they loved Heart. And so I grew up with kind of an interesting blend, but MXPX to start. Then I kind of got into the classic rock. Heart was definitely one of them. And then, later, probably late teens, I really got into Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, all the grunge classics, definitely Nirvana too, I would say. And yeah, I'd say those are probably the majority of them right there.
Bob, what's your favorite MXPX album? I'm going with Life in General.
Oh, Kevin's digging deep.
You know what's funny is like, it's kind of embarrassing because I didn't know this till I got older, but Let It Happen.
Yeah.
The B-side with 28 songs on it or something, but my favorites.
When you're a kid, you're thinking, you're like, okay, so I can either get 12 songs for $10 or I can get 28 songs for $12 or $10. So you get the one with 28.
Well, I think a lot of it was like, I just love the cover. And I was like, oh, that's awesome.
With the skateboarder? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and the X on the eye. And
yep.
My brother was really into MXPX and he didn't have that one. And he's 5 or 6 years older. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to get what he doesn't have. And I got there that one. Go. Steal it from me.
Nice.
And it was pretty awesome.
Right on. Tristan, what about you, man?
Oh, man. Obviously, I'll go ahead and play off what you're doing. Second Coming. Second Coming's a favorite band of mine. But I also
I think you've seen him a couple times, right?
I've seen him a couple times, yeah. I also you know, appreciate the Second Coming before my dad, too. Jesse Holt, who was the original singer before him, Maxie. Very gifted writer, dude. You know, he's still kicking around there. So if you can find some stuff that he's working on, you're lucky. But also to go a little more throwback, My Sister's Machine, shout out Nick Pollock. They were a great band. Old Lady Litterbug, Gas Huffer, Grunt Truck. I mean, Tad was an excellent band. So yeah, man, a lot of old schools that aren't really kicking around anymore, but, you know, there's some of the bands who made Seattle what they were. So shout out to them. Oh, and also another newer band that's kicking around the scene. Kevin, and I know you're probably a little familiar with them. LaCabra. Lance.
Yeah. Netherland. Shout out Lance.
Yeah, dude. Shout out Lance Netherland, Eric Snyder, and all the rest of the cats that are in that band. They're sounding absolutely killer, and I can't wait to hear where they go.
Killer. Right on. Awesome. Well, so shout out to all those bands. And we're actually going to go into another one. So we're going to go into the second song here that we're going to be playing is called American Sun. Who wants to introduce this?
Sorry boys, but yeah, man, just straight up American Patriot. This song was my ode to any free spirit combat veterans, anybody who's laid their life down the line, either for our country or just for anything they believe in, man. This is that song.
All right, here it is. Hellbot with American Sun on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Yeah.
Dane, what's up? It's Hellbot here on Loud and Local. There was American Sun from the album Hellbot, available now. You can get on CD. You can stream it, and you can support local music. They're going to be playing some shows here locally as things start to calm down a little bit and things open up. Guys, so, you know, I'm just curious, what's the best way to support you guys right now?
Come to local shows when we can actually do them and not have them canceled. That'd be great.
Yes.
That's the majority. Come to local shows and hang out. If you want a cool Hellbot t-shirt, the logo looks rad, we think. So I think you'd really like it.
Yes. Shout out to Stein.
There's the logo.
Did you know Stein?
Yeah, I've known Stein for a long time.
Dude, that guy's
amazing artist. How'd you guys hear about Stein?
I met him in college when I was like 20. I don't know.
You went to Central?
Yeah, Central.
Awesome. Yeah, Stein, great artist. And his band kicks ass too.
Yeah.
Blunt Force. Tacoma Thrash Metal. Blunt Force. Yeah. Yep.
Blunt Force. Yeah. I was looking at some of their stuff. They're badass.
Yeah.
Dude, we told him, man, we were like, you know, when we were talking about our logo, we were thinking Misfits, Motorhead, you know, like when you see the logo, you don't even need to see the band name. You instantly know what it is. So that's the kind of, that's what we had in mind. And that's what we pitched you in with the dude. He hit it on the head, man.
I mean, have that iconic logo, man. Absolutely.
Oh, and the funny thing is, so I met Stein in college and might have had a couple beers in me that night. And he was talking about becoming a tattoo artist later on down the road.
I can see that. Yeah.
Like drawing on my arm. And he's like, what do you want? I was like, an animal skull. And so he drew this gnarly animal skull. And I was like, man, that is really cool. And that's how I knew he was an artist. And then I found him on Instagram years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, he's doing this graphic design thing and he's doing a killer job.
Dude, he has a really crazy job. Like some of the artists that he's made t-shirts for, like he made t-shirts for Prince, for
what?
Yeah, like his job is he works for this company that works for like major label. So like if you follow his artwork, he's made t-shirts for Lamb of God, made t-shirts for what's that group that, what's that hip hop group that does that Bad and Bougie? Migos.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to know that and answer that so quick. For all you rock and rollers out there, I apologize.
Yeah, no. No, yeah. So he does like Migos artwork. He did artwork for like Cardi B. He does artwork for Bob Dylan. Yeah. So like, yeah. Wow. Ramones, Lamb of God, just crazy artwork. So yeah, follow him. Stein Hansen Art on Instagram.
Anyways, shout out.
Absolutely. So very cool Norwegian dude, that Stein. So you guys, so as far as that goes, I'm curious if you guys have any shout outs or thank yous aside from Stein, anyone you want to shout out or thank you while you guys have the floor.
Marky Mark.
I always like to shout out our friends at the Knee High Stripes magazine. They've been like some of the first people to just latch onto our music and our sound, and they've given us free promo pictures and done all this work for us and done, you know, just been super wonderful and loving and caring about our music and writing articles, you know, just because they love it and really getting us a broader audience. So I'd like to say thanks to them.
Absolutely. They have been a very, very wonderful crew to work with.
Nina Barber, Cindy Cavins, Kurt Clark, you guys are a geez.
Also, Neil Limsang, thank you. He is an awesome photographer. I'm sure everyone has seen his photos, but he is very talented. Our families, man, like to allow us to do this and take time away from, you know, our busy schedules to be able to pursue stuff that we love is pretty cool.
And the dog right there.
Right?
Leonard.
Lord knows that there's Leonard.
What's up, bud?
Lord knows that I'm in both myself and my partner's office right now. And she's very gracious to say that we share it. And I have like 3/4 of it taken over with music.
How many guitars do you have, dude?
14. I had 14. I had to count the other day, actually.
Yeah. And Bob, I can tell that that's your workstation, as there is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue behind you. So I'm assuming
courtesy of Jake. Courtesy of Jake.
I'm assuming that's not your wife's work station. Yeah. So.
Oh no.
But you never know. You never know.
Yeah. This is my happy place. Nice. Yeah, I think I'd like to also. Oh, we already mentioned, but Jason Chavy and Sean Walker, definitely members of this band, and we appreciate everything they do.
Awesome.
And the local community, all these bands that are, you know, still playing and have been very gracious to us. And we are very happy that we have a scene, and we are happy that we have other bands to reemerge from this crazy pandemic time with. So shout out to all the other local bands and this music scene, and shout out to you, Kevin. Really appreciate you having us on here. Really appreciate what you do for the music community, man.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. We're going to jump into a song here from the album. It's called Broken Man, and follow them on social media. Stay updated with their shows coming up and pick up the album. So you guys want to tell me, actually, you know what? I'm going to do this. Whoever, you know what, Tristan, I feel like you'd be a good version of this. So I'm going to shut up and you have to introduce this in the most cheesy FM radio DJ way possible. Okay. So I'm going to shut up. This is my last word. Your turn.
Do I have a line?
Just introduce it the way you want, man.
The song or the station?
Introduce the song and the station and Loud Local in the cheesiest radio way possible, okay?
The cheesiest radio. Oh, I got you.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to KISW Metal Shop. This is Hellbot, and you're going to listen to... Kevin, what's the song?
Broken Man.
Broken Man.
Good job. Also, this is Loud and Local, not Metal Shop, but good job.
Oh, yeah, dude. See, right. Kevin, you were wrong. I'm not the right guy to do it. So how do you feel now?
Here's Hellbot. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Broken man, see right through me. I just want to be free. Simple times, not so simple.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Good job. Also, this is Loud and Local, not Metal Shop, but good job.
Oh, yeah, dude. See, right. Kevin, you were wrong. I'm not the right guy to do it. So, how do you feel now?
Here's Hellbot. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Broken man, see right through me. I just wanna be free. Simple times, not so simple, put me to sleep. I can't promise anything. I'm a gambling man. Hook me up out to dry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.